Good afternoon. Welcome to Nelnet's teleconference concerning the results of the third quarter of 2020. Here with us today, Mr. Leandro Nelnet, President of the Board, Juliano Nelnet, Managing Director, and Vinicius Mascarenhas, Financial Director and Investor Relations. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and that all participants will only be listening to the teleconference during the company's presentation. Immediately after that, we will begin the questions and answer session for analysts and investors only, and further instructions will be provided. In case any of you requires assistance during the conference, you may request help by pressing asterisk zero. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously over the internet via webcast. It may be accessed at the website www.nelnet.com.br. The replay of the event will be available as soon as it ends. Before we proceed, we would like to clarify that any statements that might be made during this teleconference regarding business perspectives of the company, as well as its operating and financial projections and goals, are based on the beliefs and assumptions held by Nelnet's board, as well as information currently available to the company. Considerations about the future are not guarantees of performance and involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, since they refer to future events that depend on circumstances that may or may not happen. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect future outcomes for the company and may lead to results that materially differ from those expressed in these considerations. Presentation slides are available for download on the internet at the following address, ri.nelnet.com.br. I would like now to give the floor to Mr. Leandro Nelnet, President and Chairman of the Board. Mr. Nelnet, you can proceed.
Good afternoon. This is a moment that's very important to years of Nelnet. It's our first call to disclose our results, the beginning of our relationship with the market. I'd like to thank you all for the confidence from our shareholders, and also thank all investors that we talked to in the process, in the roadshow process, as well as the banks that provided the support, and also all our collaborators' efforts. Our history has been based on some principles of management, the development of differentiated projects, a long-term view, discipline with strategic planning, constant study of macroeconomic movements, development of people, focus on our clients, and delivering high levels of profitability. These are principles that will continue guiding the company in this new moment. I would like to begin the presentation a different way. In one slide, I will show the main results of the last 10 years of Nelnet. In the slide number two, where in the graph on the left-hand side, we have the PSV for the last 10 years of Porto. From 2010 to 2013, the city launched an average of 0.3 billion in Nelnet, 714 million. 2013 to 2019, in the crisis, the PSV of the city dropped to 2.5 billion, and Nelnet kept at its level at 525 million, reaching a 22% market share in the metropolitan region. In the last five years, the company took advantage of several competitors leaving the company that entered the local market after 2008, and some local players. In this context, our participation in the market grew significantly, and we structured a significant land bank. We had, in the last few years, very successful launches that contributed to an average profit between 74 million up to 2019. It appeared many companies in the segment had losses. In these last 10 years, we have launched 100 billion of PSV, 6 billion PSV, we managed to be one of the companies that's most profitable with an ROE of 27% a year in the last 10 years. Even in the great crisis, we never lowered our ROE, less than 2 digits. In a moment, our equities surpassed 700 million. After this overview of the company, and we understood as necessary for this beginning, for this new cycle, I'd like to give the floor to our CFO, Vinicius, to continue with the presentation. Thank you, Leandro. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like now to move on to slide number 3, the highlights of the quarter. I had a strong point in the third quarter and the first 9 months of the year, where our gross sales of inventory. Even with the pandemic, the COVID crisis, we changed our our strategy focusing on online sales, and we managed to sell 20% more than last year. And besides that, when we compare the prices of the units sold this year with the same products sold last year, on average, we are selling 5.5% at a higher price. So we have gained in price. And this, without a doubt, is a consequence of 2 points. The changes we made with a new strategy, and also the help with the lower interest rates that have been boosting the real estate market. Another consequence of this movement that we can see in the graph on the right hand side is the continuous reduction of our inventory, finished unit inventory of residential units, reaching 32 million reals. It's the lowest level of finished inventory since 2017. Moving on to the next slide, number 4, we break down our launches in the year. So we launched in the first 9 months 571 million reals of PSV, 412 units share. That means a 15% increase in relation to last year. And moving on to the next slide, number 5, we still have more launches. The highlight is the speed of sales for the year's launches. Of all the launches we had this year, all of them are more than 65% sold. So the highlight today from Operação and Santa coming from Urban Zabeira that are more than 70% sold. Moving on to the next slide, number 6, still talking about sales. You can see our total sales, net sales for the year, totaled 441 million reals in damage share. 20% higher than the volume in the same period of last year, 410 million reals. We sold more inventory, we sold more launches. So, in total, 20% higher. Another important factor, when you look at the graph on the right hand side, the curve of speed of sales. The speed of sales of inventory has been increasing quarter after quarter since the third quarter of last year, reaching an important amount of 17% in the third quarter of this year. So a very good performance in terms of sales for the company. Moving on to next slide, number 7. You can see our inventory in more detail. We have 550 million reais of inventory, 160 million is finished 30%, and 70% is still under construction. It's a reduction in relation to the beginning of the year when we've had 205 million reais of finished inventory. In the upper side graph, we see the finished units inventory. So, 205 beginning of the year, we canceled 80, we sold 150 gross, reaching 160 of finished inventory we have today. Only 30 million of this inventory is residential. The remaining is 110 million, the great part, commercial inventory, a little bit of hotels, commercial spaces. And this is the focus of our solution nowadays of reducing inventory of commercial. And we have been doing something we call reversible leasing, where we rent the commercial unit. And the client has 30 months to use it as a cashback, not real estate as a rent in this period. You can use it as a cashback to make a down payment on the unit if he wants to buy it. a 5-year time. At the moment he's entered, the percentage of the cashback decreases along the time until it completes 30 months. So we generate an incentive for them to transform this lease into purchasing. We have 45 million reais worth of SUV rented on this new strategy. Another important point is that we have until the end of next year only 80 million reais of inventory that will be ready, as you can see in the graph on the left-hand side. Most of our inventory and the construction will be ready after 2021, which shows that very likely the tendency of reducing finished units inventory will continue along next year. Next slide, number 8, our land bank. We have today a land bank that has been approved in committee, the left-hand side graph, 4.3 billion reais, 3.2 billion. Regarding the land bank of Incorporadora and 1 billion reais regarding the land bank of Urbanizadora. We also see our land bank on the IPO. Our promised pre-committee land bank, this is where we have some kind of document ensuring this document for now that has not been approved in committee yet. We have more than 6 billion reais in this situation. Totaling 11 billion reais of land bank that people who saw our public offering saw as we disclosed. From now on, we'll focus even more in opening this land bank, the land bank already approved in committee, as we have always done. Moving on to the next slide, the financial indicators, slide number 9. You can see net revenue for the company, 112 million reais in the quarter. In the first 9 months, 434 million reais in line with last year. Very important point here. At the end of March, and again at the end of June, a ministerial decree in Porto Alegre that stopped all construction work. Besides, between the two decrees, we had some periods in which the workers had reduced their demands demanded by the city hall. If we had all these periods, we had more than 90 days with construction work completely stopped between the second and the third quarters. And you can see this on the graph on the left side, the impact is having revenue in relation to the recognition of the revenue as a percentage of completion. So in the first 9 months of this year, we managed to make revenues in line with the 9 months of last year. Moving on to net income, the graph on the right hand side, in the lower part, equals 9 months with 42 million reais of net income. Counting a little bit of the net income in the first and second quarters was classified as minority interest because of Empire participation in the projects before the restructuring of our capital structure that we did because of the IPO in Europe. So from now on, all Empire's participations are already inside the element. So comparing with the past, we have to look at both profits together. So the first 9 months, 43 million reais of net income, comparing with 39 million reais last year. So even with the stoppage of the work, we still deliver 10% more profit than last year. Moving on to the next slide, number 10, our expenses. Moving on, the reduction of regular working hours because of the pandemic, the COVID pandemic, we managed to reduce our G&A by 22%, from 27 to 21 million dollars. So it's important to note that this is over. From October 1st on, we do not have any employee still working at reduced working hours. Regarding selling expenses, even investing in the change of strategy because of the pandemic to online sales, we were able to maintain, even spend a little less, 6% less than selling expenses of last year. this as a successful strategy. Moving on to slide number 11, capital structure. We have a cash position that's very comfortable, 863 million reais after IPO, and we have gross debt of 878 million reais in the first quarter. It's important to highlight that to improve the efficiency of our cash, we are reducing our net, but expiring in the short period. The expense of the one that have a higher interest rate, we see the results in the next results. It's important to mention, looking at the charts on the right side, that Melon has been generating operating cash for a few quarters, 50 million reais generated in the 9 months of last year, and 146 million reais of operating cash in the first 9 months of this year. Moving on to slide number 12, the deliveries are repeated. We have three projects, one from Inter Paladora, the Empire of Lindoro. It's actually also in two projects from Urbanizadora, totaling 42 million reais, which are almost 80% sold. In the next slide, number 13, you see our net assets. And here it's important to say the quality of our net assets, of our equity, 1.5 billion of net assets. And a great part of these assets is concentrated on highly liquid assets, receivables and cash. We have very little finished inventory, especially residential inventory, and our liabilities, the net, the debt part, which is small and being smaller. 1.5 billion of net assets with a high quality, and you see in terms of liquidity of these assets and our liabilities. So it's worth noting that our market cap is below this 1.5 billion nowadays. I'd like to give the floor now to Julian, the company CEO, that will finish our presentation. Good afternoon, everyone. It's a pleasure to be talking to you in our first earnings call. First of all, before we move on to slide 13, if you could see the news presentation, I'd like to highlight a few points. First, the significant reduction of our residential units finished inventory, stretching our commercial finishing inventory to this product called the reversible units. And the increasing prices we have been having in our inventory as well as in our launches. And even on account of the paralyzation because of COVID, we were able to keep our sales volume and launches. Moving up to slide 14, talking about the future of the company in relation to the market. According to Brennan's research, as you can see on this slide, the metropolitan region of Porto Alegre starting in 2022 at the same levels it had before the crisis, as you can see in the dashed yellow line. The crisis affected the metropolitan region of Porto Alegre. It's important to highlight that the city of São Paulo already last year managed to reach levels of launches that were pre-crisis. And it's natural that the remaining capitals of the country have a lag of more or less a year in relation to São Paulo because of the economy being more dynamic in São Paulo. But this represents a growth. If you look at these numbers, in 2019 to this new level, 70% on that's the level talking. So this is the space we intend to take advantage and occupy. And remember that the pre-crisis, there were more companies in our market that today are no longer there. And we try to occupy this space to grow, always respecting our history of putting at first place our profitability. And in turn, we are optimistic that our market, the maturity of our company, and in the pursuit of a profitable and keep our position as market leader in our market.
Thank you very much. We're open for questions. Thank you. We will begin now our questions and answer session only for analysts and investors. If you have any question, push asterisk one on your phone. If at any moment your question is answered, push asterisk two to remove yourself from the line. Questions will be answered as they are received. Please hold while we post the questions. Our first question is Gustavo Cambauva from BTG Pactual. Next question, Thaís Alonso, Citibank. You may proceed. Hello? The 30% of your products to be delivered have not been sold yet. Are you doing anything at the end of the year to speed up this process? Or you do not worry about this? And the second question, if you have thought this in terms of accountability, how has this affected them? In relation to the unit for the selling strategy for the next quarter, in relation to finished units, we are focusing on the residential units, nothing new, because it's responding very well to our strategy. We are in line with residential units. So organically, this inventory will be reduced. In the commercial inventory, we are intensifying this idea, this innovative idea of reversible leases. And it's responding very well, as you just said. A great part of our clients has already and the possibility of selling this inventory. And if the market shows an improvement, this opportunity of not burning this inventory and sell it at a better price ahead. And reminding you, Thais, that what we do to have our inventory not still sold is 6 million reais, actually 20 million reais. So it's really a very low volume that may probably give it some liquidity the fourth quarter. I did not understand your last question. If you could repeat it, please. The new ways of financing the JV for the client, if it's affecting positive. Yes, it has been affecting us positively. We have a very good speed of sales, including finished units inventory. The impact is even higher, because when the customer buys a finished unit, he's measuring right then his affordability, if he can pay the installments or not. So we can see a good volume of finished inventory, even without gaining price. I told you in the beginning, 5% higher prices if you compare the same products on average with last year. So yes, we have seen a positive impact. Thank you. Next question. Alexa has to tell you the deal. Good afternoon. Leandro Vinicius, thank you for your presentation. I have two questions. The first one regarding gross margin. It has evolved very well. I would like to know if there's some focus with that, if you could say something a little bit about gross margin. And the second question, I know the conference has just been concluded, but in the fourth quarter, we should expect something in relation to land bank, those land that is designed that has been promised to get into the land bank, or it will be a little more freedom. If you could talk about how the land bank will evolve considering the letter. Well, Alex, regarding the gross margin, we have a project that you probably know, Canucks. It's a very high end project. We've had three sales in Canada in the third quarter, actually at a very good price, a very high margin.
that locally health versus the quarter, this margin of 33%, is not the usual level of margin we expect in the short term, because we still have a lot of projects in slots to recognize and put it in balance. So the margin will be closer to our history margin, 31-32%. So this quarter, in fact, we have the impact of these sales. The second question, we are working on that strategy. The fourth quarter, I think, is too soon to see the effect in the financial statements. We have a mature strategy, the IPO happening. And it sped up the strategy of increasing our stake in land bank. But it takes some time for this to show imbalance in the gross margin. So there's a mismatch between the strategy we have in practice right now and the impact in the income statement. So I wouldn't expect an impact in the balance. But some processes that have been already contract has been signed. So we are putting into practice that strategy as we commented. It does not in relation to the income statement, but when we look at the size of the land bank, we could imagine an evolution or not. But my question is answered. Reminding you that to ask the questions, you have to push asterisk 2. To ask the questions, push asterisk 2. Next question. Come over from the Tejo Patria. Good afternoon. I would like to have a follow-up on gross margin. The question on gross margin, you commented that you had a elevation or stoppage in the construction in part of the quarter. Did you have a decrease in the budget? Did it affect the margin or the period of time that the construction was stopped? It was not relevant. The second question, the comment you made, we got the expectations of recovering the market. So look at the speed of sales of your inventory, like you said. So you can see a big recovery in the percolating market. But in a more general way, when you look at the competitors, do you see more players launching, buying land? Do you see some movements? A stronger movement in the competitors, or are you still controlling the market, or are there few players that are capitalized to take advantage of this recovery? Regarding the stoppage of work, it was very little, practically zero impact on our costs. Most of our overhead, our fixed cost, our labor force is outsourced, so our fixed cost is very low. So the companies that still have some delay, we are going to go after this little loss and we'll be able to recover it. They won't get quite closer to delivery. We have some delay, but still within the base year, we don't have any problems with fines or anything. So no problem. We have seen all the construction sites that start, and we are going to have an increase in expenses because of this. All the impact is already in the balance. So for in relation to the competitors, we have felt that the market is a little more active, not much more, but more active. It's normal in the last quarter. That the market becomes even more active, but in terms of work, it's still more the same scenario that we had by the time of the IPO. We see some prices being repositioned. The launch not only in our company, but the competitors. We have seen some higher prices as the market is improving. There's a certain pressure in the costs. that they impacted the price. So also the pre-level projects has been moving along quite well. We have had a good evaluation. We have another process approved, which really helps us next year. Thank you. Good afternoon. We end now the question and answer session. I would like to give the floor back to Leandro Melo for his final thoughts. Thank you, everyone, for being on this call. Always keep in mind that the investor relations team is at your disposal for any questions. We wish you a good afternoon and until next call. Thank you. Melo's teleconference is closed. Thank you for your participation. Have a good afternoon.